Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome to Food for the Journey. Today we take a look at the readings for the Thursday of the 19th week in Ordinary Time, and we have St. Jane Frances de Chantal to remember today, and I'll speak more about her later in the program. So let us take a look now at the book of Joshua, chapter 3, verses 7 to 10a, and then 11, 13 to 17. That's a combination. So it's chapter 3, verses 7 to 10, then 11, then 13 to 17. Get you mixed up, couldn't it? The Lord said to Joshua, "Today I will begin to exalt you in the sight of all Israel, that they may know I am with you, as I was with Moses. Now, command the priests carrying the Ark of the Covenant to come to a halt in the Jordan when you reach the edge of the waters." So Joshua said to the children of Israel, "Come here and listen to the words of the Lord your God. This is how you will know that there is a living God in your midst, who at your approach will dispossess the Canaanites. The Ark of the Covenant of the Lord of the whole earth will precede you into the Jordan. When the soles of the feet of the priests carrying the Ark of the Lord of the whole earth, touch the water of the Jordan, it will cease to flow, for the water flowing down from upstream will halt in a solid bank." The people struck their nets to cross the Jordan, with the priests carrying the Ark of the Covenant ahead of them. No sooner had these priestly bearers of the ark waded into the waters at the edge of the Jordan, which overflows all its banks during the entire season of the harvest, than the waters flowing from upstream halted, backing up in a solid mass for a very great distance indeed, from Adam, a city in the direction of Zarethan, while those flowing downstream toward the salt sea of the Arabah disappeared entirely. Thus the people crossed over opposite Jericho. While all Israel crossed over on dry ground, the priests carrying the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord remained motionless on dry ground in the bed of the Jordan until the whole nation had completed the passage. So God is leading his people. As he's leading us right now today, then God was leading his people to what God had prepared for them. And in a certain way, little way, but in a certain way, every life, as we read God's word, God wants us with him in heaven. How do we live? How do we think? How do we speak? How do we write? It's just some ways of asking yourself, am I really? That doesn't mean you speak scripture all the time, not at all. But you always show forth kindness and mercy to others. You pause to help another in need. You work for what is good. You help others to do what is good. That's the way God loves us. God's love wants to work in you. If you have been baptized, God wants to work in you. Open your heart today. Please, brothers and sisters, the world needs you today. The world needs you. And we want to be a people who say, "Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. What can I do for you today?" And it might be some little thing in the office. It might be wherever you are that something happens that you say, "Oh, I could encourage that person, or I could help that person, or I could show them that it wasn't their fault." And even if it was their fault, forgive. You might admonish if you need to, but forgive as well. We'll start over, clean slate. That's a sign of a true shepherd. Whether you're at the office, whether you're at school, these are things you can do for other people. That's what God wants of us. And then we take a look at the Alleluia verse, when Israel came forth from Egypt, the house of Jacob, from a people of alien tongue, Judah became his sanctuary, Israel his domain. The sea beheld and fled, Jordan turned back, the mountains skipped like rams, the hills like the lambs of the flock. Why is it, O sea, that you flee? O Jordan, that you turn back? You mountains, that you skip like rams, you hills like the lambs of the flock. God takes care of his people. Turn to him in your needs. Please, turn to him. Don't make him the last resort, if you even ask him at all. Put him first place in your life. Ask him for help. Ask him for wisdom. Ask him for insight. Ask him for strength. Whatever the case may be, turn to him, please. And the Alleluia verse tells us, let your countenance shine upon your servant and teach me your statutes. That's what we want to do. Teach me your statute. Teach me to love your word. Teach me to seek to follow your word. You'll be amazed at how God helps us. We're not saints, but if we're disciples of following the Lord, watch what the Lord does with us. You don't have to be a saint to approach the Lord and ask him for help. Come right to him and say, Lord, help me. I am in need. This is what I need. Not that I need a new dress or whatever the case may be, but the deepest needs of our heart. Ask him first. And then we have the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 18, verse 21, to chapter 19, verse 1. Peter approached Jesus and asked him, Lord, if my brother sins against me, how often must I forgive him? As many as seven times? And Jesus answered, I say to you, not seven times, but 77 times. That is why the kingdom of heaven may be likened to a king who decided to settle accounts with his servants. When he began the accounting, a debtor was brought before him who owed him a huge amount. Since he had no way of paying it back, his master ordered him to be sold, along with his wife, his children, and all his property, in payment of the debt. At that, the servant fell down, did him homage, and said, be patient with me, and I will pay you back in full. Moved with compassion, the master of that servant let him go and forgave him the loan. When that servant had left, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him a much smaller amount. He seized him and started to choke him, saying, demanding, pay back what you owe. Falling to his knees, his fellow servant begged him, be patient with me, and I will pay you back. But he refused. Instead, he had the fellow servant put in prison until he paid back the debt. Now, when his fellow servants saw what had happened, they were deeply disturbed. They went to their master and reported the whole affair. His master summoned him and said to him, you wicked servant, I forgave you your entire debt because you begged me to. Should you not have had pity on your fellow servant as I had pity on you? Then in anger, his master handed him over to the torturers until he should pay back the whole debt. So will my heavenly Father do to you, unless each of you forgives his brother from his heart. When Jesus finished these words, he left Galilee and he went to the district of Judea across the Jordan. Brothers and sisters, this is one of the Gospels when I want to ask you, read this Gospel not only today, but read this Gospel tomorrow and the next day and the next day, as well as the Gospel for the day. But read this again and again, because so quickly we can get angry with another and we don't forgive. We turn away from people. We haven't talked to some people in years because they made us angry way back when, or they may have hurt us yesterday. Don't even wait for them to come back to you, but go back to them and say, "I'm sorry, I was so angry. I didn't mean to be like that. I want to change that, and I want to help you too, that we might grow closer to the Lord himself." Come on, this is what a disciple does. He admits his own sin and then asks his fellow servant to help him, and they help each other that they more and more might not sin. That's what God wants of us. We have to help one another. We can't do it all alone. We're not that strong, but God is. And brothers and sisters, he will come to us. He will come to us. He will help us in disguise. He will help us. Brothers and sisters, to rise above self, this is what must be done. Above all feelings, all opinions and dislikes, so that we gaze upon God and bind ourselves to him by a simple assent. We must march as if blind, following his providence, with confidence even in the midst of temptation, feelings of abandonment, fears, and every sort of trouble, if it be God's good pleasure that we serve him in this way. For what we have done, if not to strip ourselves and abandon ourselves without recourse into his blessed hands, to him we have confided the care of all that concerns us without exception. Turn to God. Look at him. Do this and nothing more. Remain in him in peace of mind and trust, completely given over to his care. Since you have confided to him and placed in his hands all that you are, let him now take charge, for you have handed over everything to his faithful love. Those words, those last passages that I've read to you, come from St. Jane Frances de Chantal herself. Brothers and sisters, ask Jane to help us now. She's a saint before God. And have her help to bring you to the face of God one day. But even now, you can be led to his presence. And he will love you. He will care for you. It's been amazing when I put all my trust in Jesus. It's amazing to me. And if I think of my own father, who, as I've said to you before, was so good, I think of what heaven must be like. God loves us, brothers and sisters, but he did give us free will. And that free will we want to give over to God, that more and more we may be like him in what we think, what we say, what we do. Let's begin the journey together if you haven't already, and let's continue it if you have, because God is right here and loves us and wants to help us. God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.